From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Suspected drug overdoses have increased significantly in recent months across Alabama. That's according to the State Department of Public Health. In Jefferson County, deaths due to drug overdoses are up by more than 25% so far this year. Experts say the increase is likely due to several reasons all related to the coronavirus pandemic. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Evan is a manager at a software company and lives in Birmingham. He's 32 years old and has used drugs off and on since he was 14. He asked us not to use his last name for fear of losing his job. Earlier this year, Evan ended up in drug court and decided to get sober. But then COVID-19 threw a wrench in that plan.
When the pandemic hit, it was just the perfect mixture of isolation and no accountability.
He was working from home, his drug court appointments were canceled, and he was spending a lot of time alone.
Next thing I know, I was doing lots of cocaine, started using intravenously, and more or less locked myself in a bathroom for about 2 months.
In late May, Evan overdosed. He entered a detox program the next day and has been at a sober living facility ever since. He says it's a strange time to be in rehab. Many people are struggling with substance use right now.
We have definitely seen an uptick in relapse. We have seen an uptick in overdoses.
That's Beth Batchelor. She runs Fellowship House, a substance abuse recovery program in Birmingham. Batchelor says the pandemic has changed the way the program operates. Smaller group classes, fewer people in and out of the building, and more telehealth. It's the same at Aletheia House, another recovery program based in Birmingham. Gloria Howard is the CEO. She says many clients have gone from in-person treatment to virtual therapy.
And that has proven to be very challenging. Some of our clients don't have cell phones. Some of our clients have cell phones where they only have a certain number of minutes.
But Howard says there are also benefits. With telehealth, they can reach people who live farther away. And recovery staff are available to talk at odd hours, like early in the morning or at night. Still, many treatment providers say fewer individuals have reached out for help in recent months. And experts worry about another impact of the pandemic. Dr. Darlene Traffenstead is a medical director at the Jefferson County Department of Health.
What we predict or what we hypothesize is that the reason the overdoses are increasing is because the drug has changed in some way.
COVID-19 has interrupted the global supply chain, including the transport of illegal drugs. Traffenstead worries that because of that, people are using more synthetic products, specifically synthetic opioids, which more often lead to overdose.
Okay, so how does it happen? Yeah, you want to do a training?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's pull you over here and I'll just do it.
To try to prevent more deaths, the Jefferson County Department of Health recently restarted public naloxone trainings. Sarah Estopanol is a nurse practitioner with the health department. She teaches people how to use the nasal spray bottles of naloxone to reverse an opioid overdose. Initially, because of the pandemic, local health officials cut back on these trainings.
Now, we just realized there's such a need in the community, and so we just wanted to get them back going.
Other treatment providers also want to get the word out about virtual therapy and apps that connect people with support groups. They say the COVID-19 pandemic has changed a lot, but recovery is always an option. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.